These podcasts should really open up with, like, 1 week later. Because that's really what these podcasts are for us. It's just 1 week later and we're back at it.
So, but that's how all things are.
What do you mean?
Does everything need to update with, like, 1 day later?
Well, they need to know the time frame that has passed from this moment to the next, or they'll be completely confused.
But what's wild is it hasn't even been a week.
Well, they don't need to know our recording schedule. I feel like you're giving up too much information about it.
Well, you just want to make it clear that it's 1 week later, and you're like, these need to come with that, but we don't even do it like that.
Well, what if they think a podcast is posted every day? I need them to know we post a podcast once a week.
I don't think that's your best, most efficient way of saying it.
How would you suppose?
First of all, why do I need them to know every week? Just so they check back once a week?
Yeah.
And they don't check back every day?
Yeah.
And they don't check back
every month?
Yeah,
we wouldn't want them to check back once a week day and be like, oh, disappointed, not today.
Okay.
I can't predict this schedule. So if we started off with 1 week later,
but what if you just started off with, we're back at it this week.
Let's try this again. This all will be cut out. We're back at it this week on No Point Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Francis, what's special about this show?
This show, it has a lot of things special about it. I would say the friendship of brothers is one thing, but most importantly, this podcast is special because we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Welcome back to the No Point Podcast. If you don't know who we are, I'm Chippy Bree. I'm the voice behind the cameras on the famous, the infamous, the worldwide known TikTok sensation, superstar, he would call himself, Francismo 10.
Woo! Woo! That's the best intro you've ever given me.
Well,
why now? Like, what now? You know, to you, it means nothing, right?
To you.
But for a second, you're like, you know what? Maybe we might as well just use the clout. Like, I'll like add a bunch of stuff to it. You've never introduced me like that. It's all been terrible things.
I'm being held against my will. This is the blinking of Morse code. As you can see, I am letting you know my exact location.
I want to know Morse code.
I want to know Morse code.
I do.
Morse code seems fun.
Think about it like this, right? Having languages, like, knowing a lot of languages is a superpower, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can communicate.
Yeah.
The issue is you don't find many other people that know Morse code, so, like, communications, sometimes it's just worthless. But, like, if you could learn one language and you just knew it, fluently, right?
Okay.
Whatever it was, what would it be?
Well, I would say Spanish, because Spanish is...
It's useful.
It's useful.
Yeah.
But I was reading a paper for one of my classes, actually, and it was talking about sign language. And it used to, in Martha's Vineyard, their, like, main language was sign language. Like, everybody just spoke sign language.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't speak
that. No, that makes...
And they were more successful.
That makes complete sense. I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but if you don't know... I took sign language
He took 2 years of sign language.
2 years and not only 2 years of sign language, but there was a brief period of time where my teacher wanted me to become a translator. Like
so demonstrate. Do you know anything? Do you know anything in sign language?
Now,
how did this translate?
No. I guess people just aren't translators, and apparently they get paid really good money, but she wanted me to become a translator, and the reason why I took sign language is I felt bad. It's not because I loved the language, right? Like some people, like, when they, I've never understood that. People are like, I learned French in high school just because, you know, I had three options, but I just loved the language of French. No, I always picked on base which one I feel I could learn, like, actually the fastest. Like, it wasn't, there was no, like, hope, like, oh man, I'm gonna fall in love with Spanish. I hope to use it someday in Spain. Like, I had no travel plans.
And you thought throwing up the signs was gonna be quicker
than
rolling your
R's? If gangs could figure out sign language, I could figure out sign language, right? Like, I just...
You're smarter than people in a gang, of course.
I think so. And that's not...
And that's how Francis became number one on a gang list.
This is not to say people in gangs are stupid. I'm just saying that technically, since you're a little baby, one of the few things you're taught in life, right, is don't do drugs and don't join a gang. Those are the only two things I was given in life. And I followed both the rules. And now I understand that people don't, but I think you have to have a level of, like, not all up there to, like, break the one rule your mom said. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of rules you have as a child, but none as daring as the rule, don't join a gang. Like, you know, and to be honest, to be fair, I was never offered, so I guess maybe I don't know how I'd react if a gang asked me to join a gang.
I never had a choice. I never received any recruiting material. Yeah. I got tons of recruiting material from colleges. Nobody wanted to see what I could do.
Before the gangs come and find me, I wanted to know, you're right, I don't know what you went through because I don't know what it's like to have a gang of people asked me to join their gang. That's probably lit. So maybe in that position. But I'm just saying that, like, sign language is just something that people do. It's throwing up signs, right? Like, it's a hand thing. It doesn't matter about your accent.
Don't attempt to show what you know in sign language, because despite 2 years, it doesn't seem like you know much.
Yes. The issue was COVID really ruined
my
learning.
Would you consider yourself fluent?
I'm an expert signer. I got this one. If you basically use it, it gets the other person very upset, and it's very efficient.
I know this one, too.
Yeah, it's the middle finger?
Okay.
I'm glad you're familiar. Yeah, not a lot of work in translating for that middle finger, except my recent job has been translating for gangs, and that one comes up a lot.
Well, have we told this story? We definitely have told this story.
Yeah.
We've told this story. Maybe. About the time that I was at a soup kitchen with my school on a field trip. And if I haven't, I'll tell it quick.
Yeah.
We've told this.
I don't know.
So I was at I took a field trip to a soup kitchen with my school, and we were doing, like, community service volunteer work. And my teacher came over and was like, "Is anybody fluent in sign language? Is anybody fluent in sign language?" And I'm not fluent in sign language. I never claimed to be fluent in sign language. But I was like,
I'm not a rapper. I'm not a fighter. I never claimed to be a fighter. Yeah.
I simply said, I know a few signs. Most of them came from the TV show Switched at Birth,
yeah,
which does a whole episode in sign language. Like, I know this is making out or making coffee. I don't know which one for sure. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know a few things. And at the time, I knew way more because my sister also took sign language. Sign language. So I learned some from there. And he goes, "Oh, great." And he brings over a person that's, like, just getting help and was like, "We need to tell this person he needs to leave and he's not welcome here. Can you sign that to him?" And I said, "No, sir. Yes. I don't want to tell this man in sign language that he's got to get out of here. The only option I got is if I absolutely give him with two middle fingers and I send him on his way, and I hope he gets the message."
The issue is there has to be communication in that, too, because you got to go, "Hey, buddy," to get his attention. Then you gotta get him.
Two middle fingers, yeah. And hope he understands.
And you gotta hope that doesn't think, like, because there's one of two options. He either, one, goes away, or two, he walked towards you.
Yeah.
And if that happens, it's
option
over.
Option one, he leaves right away. Option two, I get knocked out right away. There's no win-win situation.
And God
here.
Forbid he's in gang. You're dead.
I'm absolutely dead.
He'll know those sign language.
So the question was, if you could learn any language, what language would it
be?
And I think everyone should know sign language because
so obviously making people learn a full language of sign language, I totally get. That's difficult. But I think if you just learn the alphabet of sign language,
you could spell everything.
You could spell out
not
the
me.
Words.
I'm a bad speller. They'd be more confused. They'd be like, "What is this guy trying to sign? Mississippi."
Similar to your story, what happened was, when I worked at Best Buy, a guy came in and he was deaf.
Okay.
So he needed sign language. And
it's sad that we don't have a big deaf audience on this podcast.
Yeah, gosh darn it. Well, now that we're doing the visual podcast.
We're doing the sign language. Yeah, if you guys didn't know.
This is free. We're going to get a whole lot of new. That's why this podcast is right now angled towards there. We're like, what do we get when we do a visual podcast? Whole new side.
whole new audience. They're we're going to sign
in.
Our entire podcast
know, but
now
this
on.
Whole podcast will not be, like, captioned to what we're actually saying. It will just be like, "I love deaf people." Deaf people are the best. Like, so anyway.
No,
so,
but we do go out of our way to put captions on our TikTok videos. And the reason
so we're the real
Francis,
heroes.
Francis did want to go out of his way and include the deaf audience in our TikTok
videos.
Because
I was in sign language class and I realized that they would never be able to watch our videos.
Our podcast, though. No love.
Yeah.
Well, until now. Until now.
Until
but if
now.
You guys didn't know, the last two episodes of our podcast have been video podcasts.
That's
and
true.
You can see clips of that on our No Point Podcast Instagram Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can watch the full video podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you cannot, but you can find that by subscribing to our fan house because they got the video podcast early.
Incredible. Could you do that all in sign language for me?
I'll try.
The deaf community needs to be caught up on what you just said there.
How many middle fingers?
Seven.
Is that
at least
in a row?
Okay. Yeah. I worked at Best Buy. And how, I don't know if other department stores work like this, I would assume, but if somebody comes in, and obviously, like, English isn't their first language, you'll call on the walkie, and you'll be like, hey, we need a Spanish speaker to this department, okay. Right? And, like, they would come, and then they would communicate. So anyway, deaf person comes in, sign language. They need...
What do they need?
Does anybody know ASL?
And you've taken 2 years
and
for ASL.
And somebody on the walkie goes... Oh my gosh, Francis is in college for that. Francis, go over. Now, I'm not in college for that. I take it in college. That's a very different thing. Like, I needed that, but I don't have enough time to talk for 5 minutes on the walkie explaining that major difference. Like, if somebody's in college for history, they want to be a history teacher. If you're in college and you take a history class, you're doing the bare minimum. And that's what I was doing with sign language. I needed a language, so I took the bare minimum. So somebody on this walkie really just put me on blast.
So you're not majoring in sign language? That wasn't your major?
That wasn't my major. That was not my major. And at this point, I've taken less than a semester of sign language. Like, and I told this guy, like, I was just, he's like, what are you doing? Anything fun? And I'm like, I'm learning sign language. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, look what this means. And I flipped him off. No, no. And I was like, look what this means. And I show him, like, all these neat little things. And he's like, wow, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah, my teacher thinks I'm, like, the best in the class. So I was hyping it up a little bit,
that's
sure.
Fine. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Apparently, but now my hype
stretch
was everywhere.
Stuff.
So they're amazed. So they're like, Francis knows. And they're like, awesome, Francis, you're in. Like, they're thinking, we could give this kid a raise right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He speaks sign
language. That is a raise at any job.
So it's too late to go over. They just grab me. I'm over at the person. Now, everybody wants to watch me communicate.
with the deaf person. They're fascinated.
Like, they're fascinated by how the communication... Because you hear Spanish.
It is a beautiful, like, sign language.
Yeah.
Like, to see, like, sign language done is one of the coolest things to watch.
Part of sign language class was actually, like, learning, like, the different, like, etiquettes to, like, this. So what I just did there would probably not fall under the etiquette. But what I meant was, and what it is you're not allowed to stare either. Like, people don't like when they stare. But watching it is very interesting. Like,
yes.
We'd watch, like, videos of it in class. And, like, they go fast.
Yeah.
Like, it is not...
Have you seen the ones on TikTok? They're doing it for a concert.
Yeah.
And they're exciting to watch.
Yeah, like, it is something special to, like, have that much hand control. So, anyway, so they're all watching. Like, they've gathered around. And we're in, like, the Apple section. And now, this guy's like... And I'm like... A little. So this was my first sign. Was just the two fingers together going
the
a little bit.
Like, tiny bit.
That's unanimous. And everyone's like, oh, he is an expert. He told that guy a lot. So anyway, so he signs a whole lot.
A whole lot fast.
A whole lot fast. Everybody look. I look out at the audience. I look back. I go, he asked for a piece of paper.
To write it down.
And they go, he did? I go, he did. He did not. In no way.
You
but they
know.
Couldn't. They couldn't. And I felt like Helen Keller's translator. You know what I mean? Where it's that argument of like, was she just saying things
her? People believe that Helen Keller's translator was actually just Helen Keller reciting something and her translator was just saying whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
And be like, that's what Helen
so
said.
So I took a moment out of her book. You know, I took a play. I loved her work. I was like, this is how they do it. You know,
Maggie. That's what he said.
So like, you have the paper and they're like, oh, okay. So they go and grab a paper and I go, write it down. He like realized that I'm not going to be able to help him. So he writes it down and I'm like, okay, great. I go get him the thing. He goes on his merry way. I go on my weary way. Then like a little while in and they call me into the office and they're like, hey Francis, like we didn't know
how good you were
at ASL. And I was like, oh no. No, I'm not. I'm really good at reading English. Well, that's what happened. I just read. The managers were just blown away that the problem was resolved. And they were like, wow, we didn't know how good you were at ASL. And they're like, we'd like if there's any people that need it, we'd like you to be like
the standard,
like ASL translator. And if you'd like to teach a little bit,
yeah, you could teach the you could teach others. Yeah. Whatever they sign, they're asking for paper. There's multiple different ways to ask for paper, and it can look like other words.
And I go,
but it all comes back to the need for paper.
And I look them dead in, I look them in the eye, and I go, you know, in all honesty, to be able to teach them everything I know would probably take a while. So what I think you should do is a trick is just give them paper and they can write it down.
I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
I was like, that will help the people not as experienced as me. Like be able to communicate with them. And they're like, wow, we never thought about that. And I was like, yeah. And like, they go over and they're like, if anybody has that issue again, just like give them a little piece of paper. And that way, like, you can communicate. And I go back to my department, and I think nothing of it. And the guy in the walkie goes, hey, remember when you told everybody you knew ASL and then made him write it down on the walkie?
Why is he calling you out like
on
that?
On the walkie.
Absolute snitch.
And I go, you don't know what he said. He asked for a piece of paper. And he goes, I know that would be a lot shorter than the amount of hand signs he used. And I was like, blown away he did this to me. So then the manager calls me back into the office. And he goes, hey, did you not know sign language? And you just used a piece of paper? And I go, so I knew like most of it. But some of it I didn't know, and I made him use the paper. And he goes, so you don't know a lot of sign language. And I go,
I know no sign language.
I know half a semester of sign language. And he goes, you're no longer going to be in charge.
Of the sign language.
Of the sign language.
Demotion! Immediate demotion!
And from now, and for like, then on, when people were asking for like a language, they would go, well, we can always have Francis go over and make him write it down. And that was like the big joke at work, was I was just the guy that forced people to write down their language. And I translated it. And I pretended like I was an expert.
A real Google Translate we got here.
They will not be writing me like a recommendation for like how good I am.
I have a very, very funny story I want to tell everybody. But before we tell that story, let's go to a quick commercial. Do not go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anywhere. We'll be right back. As some of you might know, as you're listening to this podcast, I recently re-enrolled in college, and I'm going back to college.
Woo! Are you taking sign language?
I'm not taking sign language. I'm actually majoring in sign language. Now, this made me change my mind. So I had my first meeting with my advisor, who's like a guidance counselor. And Francis got to overhear this phone conversation.
Well, I'm on the way out. Like, I'm trying to walk away.
He's trying to leave. And so basically, I had to have a meeting with my advisor on the phone. And I've never met this guy in person. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know who I am. This is my first semester, first time picking classes. First time talking to him, so I call him up, and he asked me a question right away, and it was a little embarrassing because Francis was in the room. Like, if Francis wasn't in the room, this would have just been swept under the rug, and no one would ever talk about it again.
I've told everybody.
This has come up several times already, because Francis thinks it's hysterical.
I love it. It's amazing.
So the guy goes, before we get started, we need to address something right off the bat.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your grades right now, and it appears to be that you have a 0.6 GPA. And that is by far...
I don't know if this guy had the authority to kick you out of college, but he felt like he did for a second.
He said, you have a 0.6 GPA.
Which, if you don't know, is out of 4.0. So that's
atrocious. That's like I got a total of 6.
Yeah.
Like I have a total of 6 points ever. Ever out of 400.
Out of 400
6.
You have 6. Woo!
And he goes, this is the worst GPA I have seen ever in my life. And can you please just take a moment to explain this to me?
Hmm. Now, what would you even say to explain that?
I would have been like,
School's tough?
school's tough.
School's hard, man. School's hard. You do school's it.
So this would have been fine. Nothing of it. Like, I would have just simply explained. But Francis is in the room. And Francis thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever heard that I have the worst GPA that this college guidance council has ever seen in his life.
I think it's funny that he's like, you know, he's like, he has to talk to you about it. He's like, I don't know if anybody's addressed this with you, but a 0.6, no good. Not gonna get
you. I don't know if anybody's told you, but you really suck at school.
I don't know. Like at one point he's like, are you good at basketball? Like, there's gotta be something you're good at to be here.
Why are you here? What special skill do you bring to the table? Because clearly it's not
because
school.
That's the one thing about college. You don't need to be smart to be good at college, but you need to be good at one thing.
Yeah.
For me, it was sign language. For me. But, you know, so school was not your thing, obviously, with a 0.6. And you know this guy, like, as he saw it, almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, he was worried, especially because I was one of his advisees, so that really reflects bad at this
time. Yeah, he's got to, like, just, like, the whole average of everybody that, like, does his great, like,
this
you're
meeting,
killing it.
This meeting was to pick classes, so he was also like, probably
how about
like,
spelling?
Yeah.
How about basic math?
We're really bringing them to the 101 level classes right now. We're going to find them, and we're going to put them in them, because
walking
whatever he's doing.
For dummies.
Whatever he's doing is not working out. Yeah. The moral of the story is, because I'm a transfer student, my GPA starts at 0.0. And for some reason, he didn't know I was a transfer student. So none of my grades... I haven't had any grades yet. So I just have a zero because I haven't had any. But there was just a moment of weakness where Francis thought I was the dumbest human being to ever walk on the face of the earth. And he thinks it's so funny.
I didn't think this.
To tell everybody.
He's on the other end, shocked you learned how to operate a phone. He can't figure it out. He's like, how did he call me? How is he communicating? He's on the other end, just mumbling on drool, like, he's speaking Chewbaccan.
So Francis is telling everybody and anybody that will listen, I have a 0.0 GPA, and the funny thing is, I can't disprove it. Well, I can't pull out my grades to be like, no, he's lying. He's telling the truth. That is my GPA.
Well, here's the thing, because I've had this thing, and I brought it up on the podcast with you. I don't know where we've stemmed this in society, but going to college people act like it's a flex, right?
Yeah.
And I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. College is great, right? If that's for you, that's for you. Awesome. I'm so happy for you. But 90% of the population goes to college now. In America, I feel like. 90% go to college. Back in the day, it was a little odd. You know what I mean? It was like 90% went to war. You know what I mean? Like, you went to war, and then they're like, we're actually going to learn more. And they're like, coward. Like, you were
coward. Fight the battle on the field, not in the classroom.
Yeah. And they're like, coward. It's like, I had a 0.6, I was ready. And it's almost now more of a flex, I feel like, not to go to college. Because they're like, that guy's just taking a lot of bets on himself. You know what I mean?
He's like, I don't need college. I'm ready. He's like, I'm ready. Put me in.
I'm going to do
Let
something.
Let me show you my stuff.
He's like, I got it. Whether it be whatever it is, but like, because it is, it's hard to like go into an interview and have to immediately be like, all right, well, hear me out. You know high school? That was it.
I did really good at high school.
So it's difficult, but so you go, right now you're in the phase where they're like, oh, you're in school, and you're in a good school.
Yeah, okay.
You're in a good school. So it was really cool now when JP goes, oh yeah, I just started business school. And I go, yeah, but he got a 0.06. he started and finished.
They're gonna get rid of him. It's just what my GPA has to be. And this is the issue.
Why even go
He's
to
He's monopolizing the fact that I have this, but it's because I haven't had any classes.
I have straight A's. Not what your GPA is.
And I can't disprove it.
Like, I feel like to get a 0.6, you need to know the answers and do the opposite. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't just casually have a 0.6.
Yeah, you gotta really try
it. Well,
on
I
that
do
one.
Have a flex for you. I have a flex.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The other day, I was sitting in the living room, and Grandma came in, our grandmother, lovely woman, beautiful woman. She used to be a model. This was a whole fight today, where I was Grandma, you were fine, but look at how handsome Grandpa
was. I'm
going
to let you redo
Let me clarify. Let me clarify.
You went a lot on her appearance.
If you've gone and listened
beautiful woman, very attractive. She is nice looking. She was a model. My grandmother, related. You know, you can actually get married in our state.
You can. It's legal to
Of course you know. No, you don't gotta. We knew you knew. You don't gotta go, it is. We know.
It's
we know.
Legal to marry your grandmother in Rhode Island.
And it's just a bonus. She's so attractive. You didn't need that, but, you know, that's just. Thank God. So anyway, yes, talk about your beautiful, attractive model of a grandmother who's legal to get married to in your state. Yes, continue.
This is a fight that happened today. My grandmother showed me some of her model shots when she was a child. Well, not a child, a teenager, whatever.
A young adult.
Anyway,
I wanted to see her as a child. Young adult. Adult.
Let me finish. Legal. This is my grandmother you're talking about. And it was a picture of her and our grandfather. And I was like, yeah, Grandma, you were fine. But Grandpa was a really handsome man. You really did good. And she really was offended. And she was like, you know I was a model, right? He was never a model. I was the model. But besides the fact, models. She comes into the living room, right? And she hands me a card. And she goes, this is for you. I want you to go out and get yourself lunch. I said, what is this for? And she was like, I got you a card. I opened up the card and it said, Merry Christmas to my grandson. I hope you have a great holiday season. And in it was a $20 bill.
And that's what you felt.
And I said, Grandma, it's not Christmas. And she goes, I thought it was the perfect card for you. And I said, are you giving this to your other grandchildren? She goes, nope. Just a little Christmas gift for you.
She gave it today.
She gave it to me yesterday.
Yesterday? Well, today's April Fool's, so I was hoping...
No, she gave it to me yesterday.
I think you two are flirting.
No, she just gave me a Christmas card. I was very concerned.
What do you mean?
This.
A Christmas card, $20.
A Christmas card, $20, and said for you, and nobody else.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get
You're
a Christmas
correct.
Card.
You're correct. Like, she's right. She did not give it... Why?
I don't know. Maybe she's
You let her go?
It. Maybe she's losing it.
But you let it go.
I said, Grandma, today's not Christmas.
You didn't fight for me?
You didn't be like,
what am
I supposed to tell
this?
Her? I hope she knows today wasn't Christmas. I'm very grateful. I love it. It was the best. It made my day.
You know, that is an interesting thing, though. Just doing something enough to throw somebody off their game, though. Like, giving somebody a Christmas card with $20 in it. If you just go to somebody, that's pretty wild.
I know. Exactly.
And you took it.
I took it.
Didn't share.
No.
Did you
mine.
Get lunch?
I did get lunch.
Where'd you go?
No, I haven't got lunch yet. Oh. I lied. I did lie. Probably Subway. Eat fresh. Anyways, thank you for listening to our podcast episode today. We are glad to have you guys watch our show. Make sure that you check out our fan house. You can get tons of exclusive content never seen before.
I'm starting to realize the whole last story was just you saying, Grandma gave me $20.
And not
and you.
You
didn't.
Exactly. And make sure to join our fan house. No use the code FREEPASS. And you can join our fan house and see never seen before content for absolutely free and interact with us. We give a code word every single episode of our show to know you listened. You can go comment this on our reels that we have been posting on No Point Instagram. So what's our code word?
Francis goes to school for ASL.
Yeah, Francis went to school for ASL. That's the code word. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next Friday.
I didn't.
To handle your fix and to watch some more No Point episodes, make sure you go back, listen to some episodes you missed, leave our podcast a 5-star review, subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode, and tell a friend.
Yeah, and just know, in the bottom of your heart, if there's one thing you can take away from this podcast, it's what JP really wants you to take away.
Our grandma.
We'll see you in 1 week later.
Oh, I thought it was going to be our grandma. It's kind of cute. This is Jimmy Bree signing off. I didn't say
Why
that.
Why did you end the podcast with that? Stop flirting with her.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.